सहनावतु सहनौ पुनत्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Oh, by the way, Dhanya is in town. She says hi.
Oh.
She's staying with me for a few days.
Oh, she is?
She is. She's on her way back from the ashram to Hawaii.
Is she going to come to class?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, say hello for me.
I will.
Okay, which one did you do?
I can start anyway.
Okay.
Bhandaraka, page 201, the old book, lesson 24. Lesson 24. Okay.
Bharya me putram asavishta. Ataha jata karmadi sanskaranam sambharan karomi. Bharya me, my wife, putram, accused of singular, son, asavishta, is from su, which means to produce, and so that would be in, and that's our aorist here.
It also means to give birth, the root su.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I to produce as to produce a son. Yeah. So that is Varasmai Pada. Which one was it? Vishta.
I think it might be Atmane.
Oh, Atmane Pada, third person singular, and it's the fifth, I think.
Yep.
So, like that.
Ataha, and therefore, Jata Karmadi. So, Jata Karma is the. So etc. The jata karmas etc. Which is, I think that those jata karmas probably do with the ceremonies to do the caste and all that, whatever they have to do for whatever ceremonies.
The jata karmas are the ceremonies that are done, the rituals that are done when a child is born. Yes. Yeah.
So jata karmadi sanskaranam.
The samskaras are the rituals.
The rituals sanskaranam. So. But sanskaranam, I didn't pay attention to this before. It looks like it's a genitive.
Mm-hmm.
Plural. Oh, the sanskarana of the jata karmas of the sanskaranam. Sambharan. Sambharan, I think I looked up sambharaha, which are preparations.
That's what it is?
It is.
Okay.
And karomi is first person singular, I will do. So, therefore, my wife has produced a son, therefore, I will do or make preparations for the sanskaras and the, for the sanskaras and the jatakarmas,
for the sanskaras such as jatakarma.
Such as jatakarma.
Yeah. Beginning with jatakarma.
Right. Okay. Shall I read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bharya me putram asavishta.
Bharya me putram asavishta.
Ataha jata karmadi.
Ataha jata karmadi.
Sanskaranam.
Sanskaranam.
Sambharan karomi.
Sambharan karomi.
Adina eva. Saha atra agatya ayam purushaha suvinitaha ayam dorvinitaha iti bahu kalapit ma evam punaha pralapit iti ekada Tam Risham Taraya. I had one problem with this towards the end, but Aduna Eva is now at this time, even now at this time, or even now. Saha Atra, he, Atra is here, and Saha is he, Agatya. is the gerund having come here. So even now, he having come here. Ayam Purushaha, this man.
So it would be Agatya, right?
Agatya. No, I missed that. Agatya, that's right. Agatya, Ayam Purushaha is this man, I'm in the singular. Suvinitaha is modest, nominative singular, and ayam durvinitaha, modest, it's all a nominative singular, so we have modest and rude in this.
And with a su, you know, it means, you know, very, very proper, their behavior is very proper.
Very proper.
It comes from vini, which does mean to be modest.
Okay.
But it's often
proper.
Just translated as their behavior is
very proper. It's
yeah,
good
it's proper,
behavior.
It's good.
Yeah.
And dura is always negative.
Right.
So durvinita is, okay, negative.
Means
yeah.
rude or
mm-hmm.
bad behavior.
Yeah.
Then we have iti and bahu.
Like well-mannered and ill-mannered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And Vinita, doesn't Vinita have something, what does Vinita?
It comes with modesty, Vini.
Oh.
Vinaya, with modesty.
Sure, yeah. Very
yeah.
common
so it's
name
a past passive part. Oh yeah.
yeah,
the one who is modest,
mm-hmm.
or the one who is, you know, well-behaved,
mm-hmm.
well-mannered.
Okay. And you just add su or dur.
Uh-huh.
To change it, okay. And then we have bahu pralapit. Bahu is much, and pralapit comes from, it's pra-lap, is the root.
Yeah.
And it is the fifth aorist, third person singular parasamipada. And it means like speak or prattled or chattered, kind of like kind of nonsensical speech. Or maybe going on and on.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, what is the root there?
The root is pra plus lap.
Lap is the root and pra is the prefix.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So lap is the root.
And then we have, I think this is ma avam, is that what is next? Ma being the negative imperative.
Right, ma avam.
And ma avam. And then punaha is again. And then we have pralapit. So I wasn't sure what to do with that. Because it's obviously, I think it might be in the present. Do you think it's present?
No, I took it as actually.
What did you take it as?
Potential.
Potential participle?
No.
No, just potential.
Oh,
yeah.
Potential. Yes,
yeah.
That's what
and potential
it is.
Can has to have the sense of the imperative.
Yeah, I but just I couldn't. My brain just was not figuring it out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's the potential.
It's the potential used as an imperative.
As an imperative,
sense.
And it goes with ma.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. And again, that's prattle or chatter. And then iti again. God bless you. And ikada, which it means once or at one time or simultaneously. And then tum is him, accusative singular. Mrisham.
Brisham.
Oh, brisham, sorry.
Yeah.
I think that is, it's just means intensely or
exceedingly. Or, yes, severely.
Severely
is a good one. Hmm?
Severely, that's good.
Yeah. Harshly also. It's being used adverbially.
Right.
Yeah.
And then tadaya. Tadaya comes from tad, and it is the imperative, second person singular.
Oh, nice.
Parasmaipada.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, may you beat or strike him severely. That's what that's saying. Okay. So basically what it says is like, having come here, he chattered a lot.
Prattled.
He prattles a lot. He prattled a lot. Prattled. It's past tense for that one. He prattled a lot.
It's aorist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So it's past. It's got a past.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So even now, having come here, he prattled a lot. This man is modest. He prattled a lot that. You would use itchy like that here, would you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
This man is modest, this man is rude, or this man is well-behaved, and this man is poorly behaved.
Like mm-hmm. that, yeah, yeah.
May it be so that you intensely, that you severely beat him at once. May he not chatter again, so that he may not chatter.
That's, yeah, you gotta put that with the itty, so that.
So that,
So that he, you know, or you, it's really, you know, may he not chatter again, thus beat him severely once. So okay. You could say like strike him, give him one really hard strike.
Okay.
Where does it say one?
Ekada once. Ekada.
Oh, yeah. Ekada, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strike him severely once.
Then you could say so that he doesn't prattle again in this manner.
And so that
let him not prattle again in this matter. Therefore, you know, beat him once. Give him one good, strong,
whack.
Strike.
Smack him
whack.
Upside the head.
Give him one strong, strong hack.
So that second itti, you would say that would be meaning like, so that?
In the context.
Okay.
Yeah, like in English, you might, in Old English, you say that he may not.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
That's how I was kind of taking it. I just.
But in English, we'd more like, in modern English, we'd say so that.
So
he
that, yeah. I just get confused with the itti sometimes, and I want to make sure I'm understanding how they're being used.
Well, the main thing with itti is that it puts into a, it'll put something into a direct quote.
Right.
Okay. But then that. When you translate it, you can put the whole thing indirectly, and then itti would translate often as that.
Okay.
You know?
But itti, does it also sometimes imply like that? You know, like in the first itti says, he chattered like this. This person is good.
Yeah,
this person is bad. Like that.
Yeah.
Then at the
yes.
But in this one, it can't be taken as, be give him one like that. You know, get whack him like that. Like
it says, like, yeah. It's so the sense is so that you know,
okay.
Strike him once
right,
that he may not
right.
that he may not prattle again.
Okay. So
okay.
Yeah.
Shall I read?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adhunaiva.
Adhunaiva.
Saha atra agatya. Agatya ayam.
Saha atra agatya ayam.
Purushaha.
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 Suvinitaha ayam durvinitaha iti.
Suvinitaha
ayam
durvinitaha
iti.
Bahu pralapit.
Bahu pralapit.
Ma evam.
Ma evam.
Punaha pralapit.
Punaha pralapit.
Pralapit.
Iti ekada.
Iti ekada.
Tam vrisham tadaya.
Tam vrisham tadaya.
Tadaya.
Asma bhihi agyaptaha pauranikaha purana kataha kathayatim kathayitum arabdha tat ihi
ehi
tat ehi
tat ehi.
Oh, okay.
E means to come. E means to go.
Iha means
oh, it's
here.
The e?
May you know.
It's
may you come. It's a imperative. Remember the root e means to go and
yes.
A plus e means to come.
Oh.
So a he is in the imperative second person singular.
Oh my God, he's really giving us
tremendous. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a plus e.
The upasarga a.
Yeah.
To the root E. It's just simple imperative.
That one stumped me.
Yeah.
It's the imperative second person.
So because
it could
be. E is to go. No,
e is to go.
Go.
E is
yeah.
to go. And A plus E is to come.
Yeah. And A plus E goes to A.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I looked up Iha, and Iha means here.
Iha, but this would be
Ihi. But this is Ihi, and
yeah.
so I was wondering
how
Iha came to Ihi. I know,
I was
yeah.
going nuts.
Oh,
over
it
that.
Must be a typo.
No, it's never that. It's never that.
Oh, it's often that. But, okay.
You know,
so
a lot of even the tradition, even the Sanskrit, Vedanta texts, there's so many typos that it's horrible if, you know, you don't have a huge vocabulary.
Oh, I know.
You don't know, you know?
Yeah.
You
we've
know.
Been through that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So tat ehi shrotum. Asmabhihi is an instrumental plural by us. Now, agnyaptaha, is this a PPP of agya?
It is, but it's the causal. Agnya is the root. It'll take that pakara in the causal. So agnyaptahi, nyapayitum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and then it means commanded. You know?
But
commanded by us, ordered by us.
The causal will have a year, right? This is not...
No, I know, but it's an unusual form.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see that pa or upa in some roots, in causal or otherwise, in other situations also, like nyapa yitun, that pa denotes the causal. We actually went over that a long time ago.
Well, pa denotes the causal.
You have to look back. And
in the causal we went over?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to look back. Review the causal.
And is it a PPP?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a PPP.
It's a causal PPP. Agnya, causal PPP. That's why
it looked like a PPP, but I wasn't sure where the pa. And I just figured that sometimes the PPPs have unusual forms, you know, it's not just the.
Which is also true, but this is the causal.
Okay.
Not all causals, just some causals. You have to go back and find causal.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
No, not too long ago. But long ago now.
Yes.
But could it just have been a plain PPP here also?
No, like that would be Agnataha.
Like oh, okay, because the PPP form is
it's
just
the
that's
part. Right.
Okay, so this is really because of being instructed by us.
Right.
Because of being ordered by us.
Well, it's not even because of being just ordered by us. There's no because there.
Oh, I just put the because of the causal. Okay, ordered by us. Wouldn't causal imply because of being, you know, what was the sense of the causal?
He was made to do something like that. But if you look up the definition, it's just commanded or ordered.
That's for agya.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But what it would be he was made to do by us. But we wouldn't really say it that way.
Well, but he was ordered by us. He was
right, which is the same as saying he was made to do.
Yeah, if you order somebody to do something,
you're making them do it.
Yeah.
Right. So ordered by us, Pauranikaha is nominative singular, I think, for the guy who tells the Puranas. Purankataha is, I think, accusative plural, was it?
Is it nominative or accusative?
That's thought it's accusative because the Pauranika tells the Puran Katahas.
He began this,
so I thought it's accusative. But
yeah, it's feminine accusative.
Okay.
Am I right?
Taha be feminine accusative?
Feminine.
Oh, okay.
Taha in the nominative and accusative for all Indians, okay,
that
let's see.
Sense,
to, or for the causal in Agnya is to order, command, direct. Okay, listen to this just for your information. Agnya in as a verb, it's a second. Let's see. Nya. Oh, I think it doesn't make clear which one it is. But anyway, in just the regular non-causal present, Agnya means to mind, to perceive, to notice, to understand. But in the causal, it means to order, to command, or to direct.
Only in the causal.
Only in the causal. But when you have it as a noun, it means to order or command. That's what we're used to.
Yeah.
We're used to the nominal noun form.
Yeah.
Or authority or a limited power. It has a lot of different meanings.
Oh, wow.
But it's only the causal form that means to order or command. And that's the form that we always kind of see it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did we do it?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. Okay. So Puran Kataha and then Kathitum. Now this
Kathitum
looks like a causal infinitive of purpose. Is that true?
I think Kat is a tenth gana.
It's tenth gana, yeah.
Oh, good. So causal and tenth gana got me confused.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So Kathitum then is just. But it's still infinite.
It's infinitive.
Infinite of
you're right.
Purpose.
It's just tenth gana, so that's where we get the there.
Yeah.
But how do we get the E then?
Because it's a state root.
Ah, okay. I see. So infinitive. So in order to tell. Arabtha.
I had trouble with this.
Arabtha. Did we not do Arabtha?
Now Arabtha looks
like
a PPP
to me.
But
I know,
it's
like
a
PPP to me too.
What's going on with that? That stumped me. It's from Ara to begin.
Like Arambha is to begin. Arabta is, began, I think. But
I wonder, Clay, I got stumped there too, and I forgot that I got stumped and I didn't pursue it. But I think it might be just be a past tense in the Atmanepada with a ta ending. So just let me see.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. Yeah. Just imperfect third person singular.
Let me see this. Yeah, it's first Atmanepada. So when you add the ta, the Atmanepada ta ending, yeah, in the past tense.
Some tricky stuff.
Yeah, it goes through that.
That
Sunday. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just
so
past,
it's
regular past tense.
It's a regular past tense.
Imperfect, yeah.
So imperfect third person singular Atmanepada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Arambha to begin. Okay. So he began tat ehi. So
well, wait a minute, you have to put arabdha to the front. It's the verb that goes with katitum. He began to tell. Ordered by us.
Right. Ordered by us, the Puranika began to tell the...
Puranika
started
kataha.
To tell the Puranika Taha.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then...
And then, tataha... Oh no, tataha tat ehi shrotum. So there... It's not therefore, I thought it's tataha. May you come here in order to hear. Tat.
Yeah, how did you take the tut?
I thought it was therefore.
I think it has to be therefore.
It could be tum, but it's not tum.
If it was tum, it would be come here, come to hear him.
Yeah.
But since it's tut, it has to be tasmat.
Yeah.
Therefore, come and hear. Come to hear. May you come. In
may
English, we say come and hear. But it's literally come in order to hear. Come to hear.
So come here in order to listen.
Yeah.
Right, and the shrotum is just infinite above purpose from
shru.
Okay. Alright, I'll read. Asmabhihi agnyaptaha.
Asmabhihi agnyaptaha.
Pauranikaha.
Pauranikaha.
Purankathaha.
Purankathaha.
Kathitum arabdha.
Kathitum arabdha.
Tat ehi shrotum.
Tat ehi shrotum.
Parichadakam ne dandashukaha adangshit tat swaraswa
tat
swaraswa
tat twara.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, okay.
Tat twaraswa. Oh, my eyes went.
There's a lot of toes there.
Yeah.
Anyways, bunch of toes.
Pishajam gatwa oshadam anaya.
Is it oshadam or aushadam?
Because
aushadam is the oshadam is the herb and aushadam is the medicine.
Okay.
Yeah. That which is made from herbs, aushadam.
So, parichadakam me is genitive singular, and parichadakam is servant, my servant. Dandashukaha is nominative singular for snake, and adangshit is from dumpsh, and it is the fifth aorist, third person singular, parismalipadat means bit, snake bit.
Hang on just a minute there. I just checked something. Make sure I didn't get my numbers mixed up. No.
It's fourth? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because look at this Sunday. Dumpsh becomes Dumpsh because of the being the fourth or fifth.
Mm-hmm.
It takes that for D. It takes the so a Dumpsh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sha goes to Ka. Because of the following seat, Adamsh.
Okay.
Or it's actually Adamsh, is it? No, it's Adamsh. So the Sha goes to Ka by Sandhi, and then the Sa plus the Ka becomes Ksha. The Sa goes to Sha. Remember this whole.
Yeah.
So
we got a Sa there that was I didn't account for.
Yeah,
so
that's
okay.
Right.
Oh, so the root fourth. Doesn't contain Ksha. It's
no.
Not Damksha. It's just
that's
Damksha.
Right.
It's
see,
the root is dumpsh.
Yeah.
Dumpsh with just a sh.
Yeah. Dumpsh. And so then that dumpsh plus seat becomes domp, domp, the sha goes to ka.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then the sa goes to sha. So, so it's got to be, because it has to be 4.
Yeah, it is
4. Mm-hmm. 4P.
Okay. And then we have tat, twaraswa. Twaraswa. Right? Did I say
yeah.
that?
Yes.
I can't see those letters. Anyway. So tat is therefore, and twaraswa is from twar, which is to hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the imperative second person singular outmanevada. May you hurry. Therefore, may you hurry. The snake bit my servant. Therefore, may you hurry to the doctor, which is pishajam, accusative singular. And then we have gatwa, IPP. For gum, having gone, and then aushadam is medicine, in the accusative singular, and anaya is from ani, which is, it's a, I think it's a causal imperative. Is that right?
There's no causal there, but ani means to bring. So it's just anaya. May
so
you
it
bring.
Just takes anaya for the
imperative. May becomes may, no ending.
Okay.
Yeah. No, just regular.
Alright.
So ani becomes ani, I forgot.
Ani becomes just it's
causes,
first, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
first, you know?
First gana.
Paris Maipada. Yeah, yeah. Does it take any ending? So ni becomes ne plus the of the gana sign, naya.
And it's second person imperative.
Yeah.
So a snake bit my servant, therefore may you hurry and go to the doctor and bring medicine.
Yeah, so I mean literally, may you hurry, having gone to the doctor, may you bring medicine.
Okay.
You know, but that's you when you just know what it says and then
yeah.
you translate it how you did. Having gone to the doctor, may you bring. And also remember that when you use the indeclinable past participle, it's really just showing sequence
yes.
of action. You don't have to say having gone.
Right.
You just have to show first this go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and bring medicine.
Should I read them?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you could do like you did it the first time. May you hurry. May you make haste to the doctor. And having gone,
may you bring the medicine.
Bring medicine.
That's how I thought
yeah.
of it. Mm-hmm. May you hurry to the doctor. May you bring medicine.
It could be like that. I just want to make sure that twar isn't an intransitive. Just a second. See, I think that twar is an intransitive verb. It's not going to take an accusative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that means to make haste, to hurry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow, that's so difficult. Jesus. Oh, seriously,
you hurry.
Seriously. So she needs to say how it goes again.
Mm.
Wow, okay, so it's intransitive.
And having gone to the doctor, so Bishop. Okay, I see.
Thank God I didn't have to learn all this kind of stuff the first time around. It would have been so confusing.
Oh. Oh, it just can't get warm.
You can read it, Pete Young. I can hear you from here.
I think we are not quite clear with the.
Yes,
so maybe it's just like, therefore, may you hurry.
I think therefore may you hurry and
having
gone
to
the
doctor
so,
bring
right,
medicine.
Exactly.
May you bring medicine.
So it's accusative
okay.
because
hurry.
It's
go to the doctor
therefore
and bring medicine.
Hurry.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Having gone to the doctor bring
but
medicine.
But you would just say therefore
hurry,
go to the doctor and bring medicine.
Right.
Go
to the doctor and bring medicine. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's what we were just confused about was how to say it properly without with it being an intransitive.
Yeah.
Okay. Paricharakam me.
Paricharakam me.
Dandashukaha.
Dandashukaha.
Adangshit.
Adangshit.
Tat tvasarva. No, no.
Tat tvarasva.
Tat tvarasva.
Tat tvarasva.
Vishajam gatva.
Vishajam gatva.
Aushadham anaya.
Aushadham anaya.
No, this one, Tara, I didn't do, but maybe I can attempt and will you help me through it?
Sure.
Oh, man. Okay. Iyantam kalam udyamam kurvan api sukham na alapsi. So, alapsi is the aorist here then, okay, anyway. Tasmat niyatihi baliyasi. Is that right?
Yeah.
Tasmat,
that's good.
Niyati baliyasi.
Yeah.
So baliyasi, okay. So iyantam kalam is up until now? Iyantam, wow, is
I
that?
I think more like so much time.
So much time. Iyantam kalam and so much time.
What did you take for iyantam?
I said I took it as so much.
I took it.
What did you take it as?
Did you look it up? As
I did look it up. I looked it up and I found iyat, and that's what I used.
I think it's something with antam. I thought it's like e and then antam or something like that. But
maybe it is.
Just a second.
I didn't go much further because it worked with the translation.
Oh, you took it as iyat.
Yeah, I took it as iyat.
Oh.
Which can be yantam in the accusative singular, and I made it as an adjective.
You know what?
What?
I actually think that I took it that way too, but with a kind of a different reasoning and so a little bit different translation, which didn't make as much sense. E means to go.
Mm-hmm.
E plus ut is iyat, which is the present participle, and iyantam is in the accusative singular of the present participle.
Okay.
E. But it's being used adverbially along with time, so yantam kalam. You know, but it's a present, the form is
a present
participle from e.
Oh, I see.
Like getcha, you know, the yakara comes.
The present participle.
I think the e goes, I think, just put a question mark, I'm just telling you my thinking that that's what it was. But anyway, say if we just take yet in so much time, that's good.
Just present participle of e might make e antam, and the year would.
That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure. I didn't pursue it any farther. So now.
And that's what I did. I found iyat and I stopped there.
Iyat
it works.
Yeah, yeah.
It means so much time, a lot of time.
And mine meant the going of time.
Oh,
time going,
similar,
you know.
Yeah.
But iyat is so much time, so iyat and antam would work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so
iyat and
antam.
When you decline it, then you get iyantam as the accusative singular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw column in the accusative singular, and I thought, well, maybe it's just modifying. It's like so much time, a lot of time.
I have to research it more for what I was saying. I'm not sure that it's correct. So let's just do the iyat.
Okay, so much time, iyantam kalam, udyamam.
Here is the iyat. It does come from, like I said. But iyat is it, actually. Itara, itas, iti, id, yet, eva, ihaha, all of these words come from that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll take it as that indeclinable going along with kalam, iyantam
mm-hmm.
kalam. Iyan. Yeah, so it does do that. Yet. Okay. So the whole anthem column is, there's a whole thing with time being used in the accusative versus kala being used in the instrumental. One means the passing of time and one means so much time or something.
Mm.
One means like a length of time. I have to look that up
mm.
and see. But anyway, based upon the translation, it was so much time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of effort.
So why don't we just do it that way? And
okay.
So what did you do with it?
Okay.
Udyamam.
have no idea what Udyama means, but it's a year in there. So
I think it's just accusative singular for effort or preparation or diligence.
So Udyama is to
Udyama.
Udyama.
Udyama, yeah. Okay. So much time has passed, and kurvan. Okay, so much I have made.
Yes.
Even though so I have kurvat na api sukham.
That's right.
So even though I have made so much effort.
That's right.
I have not. So alapsi must be obtained. Alapsi looks like the aorist, and it's going to be the Atmanepada first person singular fourth variety.
Yes, that's what I thought. From lab.
From lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I have not obtained sukham. I have not obtained happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have made effort in so much time.
You know this udyama? It's really an extreme, like it means exerting oneself, exertion, strenuous and continued effort, perseverance, diligence.
Yeah.
You know, it means you made every effort.
Great effort. Yeah.
Oh, you know even what? Dhamma. Doesn't the... No.
No.
I was thinking like uttam or something. Uttam something.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
You
know, I don't
like
know.
A great, the best effort or something. But anyway.
Ut yama. That's what it breaks down into.
Ut yama. Yeah, so then that would mean like best effort or something. Tasma. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, I'm making a head job here.
No, it's okay.
It's okay, so tasmat niyati. No, what did I say?
You were right.
Tasmat niyatihi. Tasmat niyatihi. Baliyasi. Baliyasi is, it looks like something from bal. So strong, maybe. Baliyasi is, oh, so then baliyasi is not even, it's just going to be
it's a comparative. Remember our comparatives?
I certainly don't. Baliyasi, so it's stronger.
But you're right, it is from bal, it's from bala, you know, so it's, and it takes the form of baliyas. Remember when we did those comparatives?
Oh, I see, so bal goes to baliyas, and so this is just like a...
It's nominative singular, and it means stronger.
Nominative singular?
Niyati? Baliyasi? Niyati?
It declines like nadi.
Oh. But baliyas is just a consonant ending.
No, it's in the ending. Baliyasi, because it's feminine.
Baliyasi.
It's feminine.
Okay, yeah.
It's,
I thought it's... Okay.
Because it's feminine, sorry.
Okay,
that's
okay.
How it's,
yeah.
That's how
that's why.
Because it's going with niyatihi.
Which is feminine.
Niyati means like always or a...
Destiny. Or fate?
Yeah. Both.
Oh, so... Oh, therefore
firmly.
Fate is stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like...
So my efforts haven't worked, so karma is stronger.
Corrupt karma is stronger than my effort. I can relate to that.
Yeah. Yes.
But you have obtained sukham.
That's right. That's right.
Fate is not strong.
That's right.
Okay, shall I read? Iyantam kalam udyamam.
Iyantam kalam udyamam.
Udyamam.
Kurvan na api sukham.
Kurvan
na api sukham. No, it's just kurvan.
Oh. That double
that
is a sandhi.
It's the sandhi there,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, kurvan api sukham na.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the na. Right.
Kurvan api sukham
na alapsi tasmat niyatihi baliyasi.
Baliyasi.
Thank you, Tara.
That was good. Okay, I think I had some trouble on this one for this last one. Okay, so mahatha prayatnena tena sanchittam tanam tasmat papaha asi garhaniya charitaha asi. So mahata and prayatnena are both in the instrumental singular, so we have great effort. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. With great effort or by great
prayatna.
Effort?
Yeah. Prayatna is the substantive, is that right? Okay.
Prayatna.
And then tena, which is also in the instrumental, so great effort by him is what it's saying. And then we have
tena is instrumental?
Yeah,
it's
tena.
Not
tena, yeah.
Like Ramena.
Oh, from Tut.
Let me remind you of something. That's
okay.
Why he's doing this on purpose. One is using the instrumental Mahatha Prayatnena is using it as one way, by great effort. The other is the subject of a passive.
Oh, okay.
So the thing, I was thinking, okay. That's the thing.
So,
that thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then we have Sanchittam. Does that mean stored or accumulated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like Sanchittakarma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's accusative singular. And then we have Dhanam, which is accusative singular for wealth, so accumulated or stored wealth.
Right.
And then Ahritaha is from Hr, which is first gana, to take. It means to take. And
to take
fourth,
or even to seize or steal.
Or seize or steal, yeah. And it's the fourth aorist, I think, in the second person singular. Parasmaipada. And I just made a little note here that it drops the sa. It's a special case where the sa is dropped, and it's mentioned on page 196 in the old book, number 11.
Take a look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I think it's mentioned as an exception, because it didn't, you know, I was having trouble figuring out what
number
it was.
11 is vri, no?
Am I wrong?
It's vri.
No, it's
vri. Number 11?
Yeah, under the fourth variety, it's using hri. The only thing is that
it's hard to see.
On a different page. No, my page is different.
It's number 11 from that.
After
chapter.
Short vowel, the sa of sta
yes.
Taha is dropped, as hri is ahrita.
Let me just look at that again.
After short
vowel, the sa of sta and staha.
Yeah, so instead of being Ahristaha, it's
right.
Just
Ahritaha.
So it's meant to be a sta
and
ending.
Oh, I see, yes.
But the sa is dropped.
Yeah,
the
sa
yeah,
is
yeah,
back
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's just
oh, good, thanks.
Yeah, wow. Nice.
And then Tatsmat, I think it's meaning so or therefore. And then Papaha is nominative singular for a sinner or papi. Asi is present second person singular for from us, you are. And then we have Garhaniya, which is from Gar, which means to censure. And it is, I think, a potential participle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should be censored, or is to be censored, censured. Charittaha means conduct, and it's a nominative singular. And then we have Asi again. So you're saying that tina is...
Goes to the Sanchitta.
Goes to the Sanchitta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The wealth was collected by him with great effort.
With great effort.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just write that. The wealth was collected.
The wealth collected by him with great effort.
Collected by him.
Ahritaha.
With great.
Dana Tabhyate, I see.
With great effort. Okay. So basically, you
stole. Yeah.
You stole.
Yeah.
Okay. You stole the wealth collected by him with great effort.
Yeah.
Therefore, you are a sinner.
Yeah.
And you should... Now, see, this is where I get mixed up on how to do the...
Remember Bahuvrihi.
Is there a Bahuvrihi here?
Mm-hmm. You are one whose behavior should be censored. See, you're not going to say you are the behavior that should be censored. You are the one whose behavior. Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So is Garhaniya and Charittaha, that is a Bahuvrihi?
The whole thing's a Bahuvrihi.
Okay, that's what I missed.
The other is just Karmadharya internally.
So it's not Charittaha, it's just Charitta.
It's Charitaha. It's in the
Garhaniya,
because it's a Bahuvrihi. So it's in the masculine because the fellow who did this problem is masculine. Okay. So he is one.
I get it.
Whose behavior? So you would say you are a garaniya charitaha. Mm-hmm. That's it. Who you are.
Okay.
You are one whose behavior
but
has to be censored.
But garaniya is declined and.
Yeah, but then garaniya is declined. It's a potential participle.
It's not garaniya. It's not declined. It's just a part. It's just a participle. It's not being declined. It's not declined.
It's not declined because it's in a compound.
That's right.
Right. No, that's why I was confused. My question was, how can it be a compound and decline?
It's not declined.
Yeah.
It's not declined.
Yeah, that's the root. That's the potential.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I didn't have was the garaniya, and that's why I couldn't make sense out of it.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
Okay. So you stole the wealth collected by him with great effort. Therefore, you are a sinner, and you are one whose conduct should be censored.
Yeah.
You are one of a censurable conduct?
No, you are one who for whom the conduct is to be censured, has to be censured. You are one for whom, yes, behuvrahi, yes, yeah, whose conduct, you are one whose conduct is garhani, is to be censured.
But bahuvrihi is used as a, so bahuvrihi itself will stand for the person, right? So you are a garhaniya charitaha, we will say, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you are
one whose conduct has to be censored. Mm-hmm. When you have yesya, you can say one whose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can be yena, yesya, yasmin, for the bahuvrihi, yasmat. Depends on the relationship it has to the person.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay, shall I read?
Mm-hmm.
Mahata prayatnena.
Mahata prayatnena.
Tena sanchitam.
Tena sanchitam.
Dhanam.
Dhanam.
Aritaha. Ahritaha.
Ahritaha.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Papaha asi.
Papaha asi.
Garhaniya charitaha asi.
Garhaniya charitaha asi. How much do we want to do next time?
Hold on one second.
That's weird. The first one has a double thing after it, and then it's.
I wonder if they got confused. That's going to be strange for us.
What is it?
Well, the.
Oh.
It starts with a double, you know, the double.
Yeah,
dunder.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we might not be able to do much with that. Huh?
We'll have to see. We have to see if that's a standalone or a thing.
Yeah.
You don't think it goes with the one we just did, do you?
No.
Okay.
But we'll keep that in mind.
Well, let's see, how many did we do this last time? We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, and these are all basically couplets except for that first one, right?
Do the second two lines go together? The
Should
one
we just finish
of
this page? How many would that be? That would be 1, 2, 3.
Look at these lines
four.
Are screwed up. Look at
they
the next page. Look at the next page.
Oh, yeah, there's another double one in there.
Yeah. Something has gone wrong.
Shouldn't they? Oh, what about in the new edition? Do you think they might
have? I was just going to say, anyone have the new edition?
Kiki does. Yeah, they are. That's why I said that the first
same?
One has two,
oh, they
two
the
mantras
same.
After it.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
it's the same deal, huh?
That'll be nice and confusing for us. So.
Well, let's see. So,
no, I don't think that the second line is talking of Kumbhakarna.
Yeah.
And then the third line is talking of Natvam Sarvam Tad Aushrihi. But I don't know if they go what.
Well, let's just work on it. How many do you want to do?
What about stopping in the old book after the first line so that we finish up the couplet that ends on page, that starts on 201?
If it does, we'll have to decide.
If it does, yeah.
Can you say the line, what it starts with? Because I don't.
It starts with Nira.
Nira Yasicha. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out what goes with what.
That is a lot. Well, I'll do my best. I kind of have a busy week, so let's. That will be our.
Oh my God! I have a solo week next week.
You do?
Have a what? A what?
Mike and Arjun are both gone next week.
Wow!
Arjun's gone on a whole week long trip.
Oh, he's going on his
with his class.
His outdoor ed trip.
Gosh. Mike is gone for 2 weeks to New York.
Wow.
All right.
When was the last time you were all alone like that? Never. Wow.
Yes, Carol, get ready. I might have to come.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just come over here whenever you want
to. You're lonely.
Scared.
I'll be all right. She has room to protect her.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you know, this is so interesting. We're just another two classes we'll be done with the aorist. And then we're going with the benedictive and the desiderative. These are all.
I know, excited.
Then we should go back to the beginning of this book and start over.
Yeah, we can.
That's not a bad idea.
It would be good to do that, I think, but...
From the beginning of the first book.
No, seriously. No, what were we talking about last week that we should do? The adverbs, or...
Oh, yeah, the adverbs.
Adverbs.
The adverbs and the upasargas.
Yeah.
The indeclinables. The indeclinables and the upasargas.
Mm. So maybe when we book, we should do that, and then
we... We could, you know, start working on that.
Deriving from nouns, the nominal derivatives.
That's going to be in here, the crits. The crits and the dative tense will be in here. And that is great. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I remember they have it at the very end of more, and I really would have liked it much sooner because it really helps vocabulary building.
It really does. It's great. Now, that's coming soon. And
great.
We can also use Goldman. He has a good section on that too, so we'll use Bhandarkar and Goldman. That'll be really
good.
It's really important and so helpful.
You know, I really am lost on the heiress, but it's interesting to me that this is now the second week in a row after a long, choppy time, and it makes such a difference to have the consistency, to just hear it consistently. So a lot of things started to make sense, even if I didn't know the endings. The aorist.
That's
all try to review once this election's over.
Yeah.
Just sitting with something in, over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I may have to hire Tara. We may have to do some exchanging. I'll tutor her and judge her since she tutors me in Sanskrit.
That sounds good. I'd be up for that. Yeah, I would. I would. I would be up for that.
Yeah. Good. I love exchanges.
Me too. I love having something I can exchange. You know? Especially if you don't have a lot of money, then you can do an exchange.
Yeah.
You know.
Carol, do you want to turn the recorder off?
Oh, thanks. Oh,
let's do a prayer. Good thinking. Yes.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Hari Om.